Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Emilio Iodice is back, ladies and gentlemen. I know, I'm excited about it, too. Emilio is joining us from the Eternal City, from Rome, Italy. Emilio is a professor at Loyola University, also vice president of the university, I should also say. He was a key official in Washington for many years, worked for several administrations, especially in the Foreign Service Division. He still is the most decorated Foreign Service officer in American history, receiving many awards, including a gold medal for heroism. He's been knighted and decorated and coronated by so many countries, and we're so proud to say that he's our friend. Emilio Iodice, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Jim. It's always a great pleasure, and best wishes from Rome to you and all of your listeners.
And you too. Future Shock 2.0 is a book that we introduced to you a while back. His new book is called Selecting President, the President 2016, Selecting the President, the Most Important Decision We Make in Our Lifetime. Emilio, I agree with you about your subtitle, but sometimes in my lifetime I've felt that the presidential selection was more of a beauty contest than a serious decision. What do you think?
You're absolutely right, Jim. It has been a beauty contest, and we haven't gotten in our system the right kind of candidates to come forward. Too many people aren't willing to go into politics today because they're going to risk their lives and their sacred fortunes, because the system really is skewed against a lot of very good people coming into the system.
So why is that? And everybody out there is nodding their heads because that's what they feel like. They feel like the people who could really be the best president are not even running. Why is that?
Well, part of it is the fault of the politicians themselves. After Watergate, for instance, and after a number of other scandals, we kept tightening up the parameters for which people could go into public office. And of course, the media scrutiny, which is very good and very important. But you know, a lot of people that have money, a lot of people that have been successful in the private sector, some of them ultimately realize that they're risking a great deal when they go into politics. Also, people that have reputations and respect. It's partly the media, but it's also partly the political system itself. And then, of course, today, in order to get elected, the compromises have to come into effect, and those compromises, we know, are with interest groups. So, So honest, law-abiding, good people with integrity are reluctant to have to go out and beg for money and then have to fulfill promises to people that they don't necessarily want to deal with. So this is part of the problem. So the system really needs to change.
And of course, you have to pretty much be an egomaniac to run for president, too, don't you?
Well, you know, even Abraham Lincoln said once that he had what he called the presidential bug that bit him, and he felt that there was a certain degree of ego involved. You know, when ego and patriotism go together, sometimes it's all not bad. But
right.
When it's only ego, then it's very bad.
Well, you want a president who desires the job. You want someone who desires it. So we understand that. So you believe that things kind of started going downhill with Watergate.
They did after 1973, and I mentioned that in the book, Selecting the President. We really did start important reforms, reforms that dealt with integrity. But at the same time, I think we made it much more difficult for good people to want to go into the government.
So, and another thing happened not long after that, the 24-hour news cycle has been good for a lot of folks, but it also has shined a lot of extra sunlight on people And a lot of times it needed to be shined, but sometimes it turned into glare, didn't it?
It did, and we know it's scandals and innuendo that sells cars and sells salt. And that's what the media thrives on. And that's not necessarily good. I think we need a code of ethics as well in the media. And that's one of the things that I think we're missing. We probably had that in the 50s and the 60s. But that code of ethics today really doesn't exist much anymore.
Do you think part of the problem we have now in America is what's being revealed this year, and that is the corruptness and the way the system is rigged inside the party elites? Don't you think that we're learning some things about how both parties are structured that are pretty ugly that need to be fixed?
Absolutely. Even in the primary system, we suddenly realize that the Republicans have one way and the Democrats have another. Where's democracy in all of this?
Right.
So you have superdelegates, for instance. Superdelegates, what is this?
Right.
Congressmen, senators that are going to vote for somebody because what? Political favors? Where's the voting involved? Where's the democracy? So the system really is corrupt in the eyes of the public.
On both sides of the aisle.
Oh,
not
both sides.
Republicans and Democrats. I mean, look at Pennsylvania. If you win Pennsylvania, you only get about 20% of the votes. The other 80% get to decide when they get there on the Republican side. Also, Mitt Romney was able to put something in last time that said if you don't win at least eight states, you can't even stand for nomination. I mean, how does he get to decide that for the nation?
Right. And he was the titular party leader at the time.
Right.
All these things are anti-democratic, so we really need a smoothing out of the
How do we fix this, Emilio?
You only fix it through leadership, and that's what the book 2016, Selecting the President, is about. We talk about presidents who exercised the right kind of leadership qualities that we need today. We give examples from history, and it's those kinds of people that we need to bring back into the government. We need those people who are going to reform the system. And that's number one. Jim, it's reforming the system.
When we come back into these messages, I'm going to ask Amelia who he thinks would be the most likely to be a reformer of the likely candidates for president. On page 318 of his book, folks, is a very outstanding voter's checklist, leadership qualities in the candidates. You get to write their names down, and you see a list of about a dozen or more traits, I should say, of a leader. You can put those beside your candidate and see how they stack up. Page 318. The book is called 2016, Selecting the President.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.